This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So it's always tough sometimes to pinpoint one, but there was one play that actually may be one of my favorite plays that I've seen in the last, let's say, month. I don't want to say the whole year. Let's say month. Knicks are up by three. There's about 3.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And Derek White is about to take a pretty good-looking three. Pretty good look. And Karl-Anthony Towns, as happens sometimes, is confused. OG Anunoby stands up and pushes Cat into contesting the Derek White three, which he then misses. So OG Anunoby is such a dog. He's such a dude that he defends even when he's not defending. His push of Cat into Derek White, not into Derek White, but just into position to put his hands up and actually, you know, contest a wide open three was very OG-like. And right. I thought that was an awesome play, a heads-up play, and it's a part of the underratedness of OG Anunoby.
They're dudes!
And to think all you gave up was R.J. Barrett to get him.
Derek White took 16 three-pointers in this game.
Who didn't?
I know.
Who didn't?
I mean, Derek White's taking 16 three-pointers?
And the reality is, if you go back, and you may want to do this, Tiki, because you love going down these rabbit holes, and you look at every three the Celtics took, yeah, there's a few they left out there. There's no question.
No doubt.
But there's also a few in which the Knicks defended incredibly well.
Right. Yeah. Some of them, they just missed open shots. But a lot of them, the Knicks were, they just hustled. Getting a closeout on someone, disrupting their, you know, their sight line, or just making them feel a presence. Maybe I'm going to get run under or whatever it may be. That changes people's mentality. And so while it doesn't always feel like great defense, that's good defense.
It's also smart heads up play. I remember last year in the postseason against Philadelphia, there was another one of these underrated plays that gets me all hot and bothered. It was when Josh Hart pushed one of his teammates, and somehow the officials saw his teammate being pushed and called a foul on the Sixers. And I was like, oh my God, Josh Hart's freaking brilliant. Like, the guy literally committed the foul, but because it was a Knick player flailing, it was, oh, we'll call it on Philly. Brilliant, right? Last night, different play. Here's OG Anunoby noticing that Karl-Anthony Towns is on another freaking planet and has no idea what's going on, so he pushes him right into contesting Derek White's three. That's why OG Anunoby's the man, bro.
I'm trying to find it. I haven't seen it yet.
I'll find it for you. It's about 3.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter.
Right. I'm at 7 minutes now. Here we go. I think this is it.
I get so nervous.
Yeah, this is it.
You seeing it?
I just saw it.
Dude, I get so nervous at the end of these games. You guys think I'm kidding. Always not a Knick fan. I get nervous watching these games. I start writing stuff down. That's how I deal with my anxiousness. Let's go Knicks.
Yeah.
No, not let's go Knicks. But I even said this last night to my wife. I tweeted this out as well, I think. Last night was so nerve-wracking. I'm glad I'm not a fan of the Knicks. Like, I couldn't deal with the heart stress burn that we were dealing with.
Yeah.
That you guys were dealing with.
All right, by the way, I'm rewatching this play now. And I don't know if this is OG pushing Cat to defend Derek White or OG trying to get a run out to Derek White and runs into Cat.
Oh, you think it was an accidental push?
So he's turning around to chase back out to contest Derek White.
Mm-hmm.
And as he gets there, Cat is in his way. So he just pushes him.
It's heads up, like,
all right, you go. I'll stay here.
That is some heads up basketball right there.
That was great.
I think it's fair to say that OG Anunoby is playing like Kawhi Leonard. That's how great he's been. And he's another one. When he signed that contract, we won't mention any names, Sean, said, why would you give this guy that type of contract? And I said, look at their record when they have OG Anunoby, and look how he is so great on both ends of the floor, and he has elevated his offensive game, especially when Brunson went out. I'm literally watching Kawhi Leonard wearing a Knick uniform.
Tiki, I'm very conflicted right now because I'm a nice guy. I've been very sweet and honest about the Knick performance. I've been nice to Tommy. He has now said two things in the first 32 minutes that on another day, I would slap him across the back of the head. But today, I want to be nice. First, he says Mikal Bridges had the greatest performance in the history of the Knicks in the postseason.
Well, I said one of, and it's a fact.
I mean, Clyde Frazier probably wants to come to the studio and slap him himself.
Right.
And then...
Did you not watch me in the 70s?
No.
He wasn't born. But.
Then, as great as OG is, I just put him over for a good five minutes. He's, again, got to take it to the next level and say, he's Kawhi Leonard!
Tommy's on, like, cloud nine right now.
So we should let it go, right?
Yeah, of course.
I'm with you.
He's, like, in euphoria. He's got this, I don't know, this ridiculousness running through his mind right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So what we're going to say then to the audience is...
We forgive you, Tommy.
We forgive Tommy, and we know. We know that those things are... But that's okay. He's in a good mood. He's on a high cloud. And if this happens, let's say next Thursday, we'll slap him across the head. But today is your day... What's that phrase? Today is your day, what? Bro.
It's your day, bro?
Yeah, isn't that from like a movie or something?
What?
It was from a song?
What the hell are you talking about?
Today is your day, bro. Today is your day, bro.
What?
What's that from?
Brain and your brain only. I've never heard of that in my life.
That does not ring a bell at all.
Someone will give me the answer on Twitter.
I'm sure.
I'll get the answer. Let's go to Charles in Deal, New Jersey. What's up, Charles?
What's up? Before I get to my point, Evan, what the hell are you talking about, man?
Thank you.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Thank you, Charles.
And I've heard of plenty of statements.
All right. I'm going to find it. Charles.
I might go digging for that one after.
All right, I'm finding it. Today is your day, bro. GIF. All right, I already found it, but continue.
There.
No, I got it.
All right. So, Tiki, I heard you say something, by the way, welcome back. Happy to have you back.
Thank you.
I heard you say something earlier in the show about respect from the Celtics to the Knicks, and I felt that I couldn't have described it better when I was watching in the third quarter.
Right.
Was respect. I felt like when they were continuously taking threes, that they missed 45 out of 60 threes, there was a lack of respect for the Knicks. They're like, oh, these guys can't come back. So we're just going to continuously do what we're doing, no matter what is the outcome or the result. And guess what? They got punched in the face.
Right.
So we'll see how they respond in game two. But you got to have more respect. This is not an eight seed going up against it.
No,
this is
a
team that was put together. Yeah, this was a team that was put together by Leon Rose to be able to compete with the Celtics. They're a two seed. They're a 50-win team. Have some respect. This is a good basketball team that can beat you, and they did last night.
No, and again, this is it's a mistake that's easy to run into, especially when you've been coached to do something, talking about the Celtics, a certain way for so long, and you've had nothing but success. Hell, you won a championship last year. So you have to do what got you there, but at some point there needs to be, and again, part of this is on the head coach too, it's just a subtle adjustment. Let's tone down the three jacking for a second.
I understand you and our last caller looking at it as a lack of respect. I'm going to give you a different angle on what happened, I think, last night with why they overcompensated with their attempts from three, which we all agree was over the top and absurd. In the series they just played against the Magic, every single game they averaged significantly fewer three-point attempts than they had in the regular season. And a part of that was a credit to the Orlando Magic and their length and the way they defended them.
Yep.
And I almost think it was a point of emphasis over the weekend, which is we got to get back to what we do. And what we do is take more threes than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, unfortunately, instead of attempting 48, which again was their average, or even 50 or 52, it got so out of whack.
Yeah.
I mean, 20 of 21 shots in the third quarter were from beyond the arc. So I don't think it was a lack of respect more than it was a, hey, they were so focused on getting back to what they did during the regular season, and they didn't do it in the Orlando series. For the record, I did the research. What I was trying to say is, tonight is your night, bro. And that, of course, is from the hit movie Twins back in 1988. Tonight is your night, bro. Tonight is your night, bro.
With Arnold and Danny DeVito?
Correct. Correct. So
Charles, like Tommy and like Sean, were probably way too young to even know who the hell they were.
No, that's a classic, man.
Classic in 1988.
In fact, here's the audio from the hit movie Twins that features Tonight is Your Night, Bro.
Tonight is your night, bro.
What? Thank you.
What's the context of that?
I think Arnold was going on a date. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
You
that is a classic movie that I think I need to rewatch.
You know why I never watched that movie?
Why?
Because I'm an actual twin. And that's insulting.
Is it?
I'm just kidding.
You were insulted by the fact that Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger were painted as twins?
Oh, I see what you're trying to do here, because one is like really big and strong, and one is like a little tiny.
That's exactly right.
I got it.
It's insulting.
Let's go to... So you're not going to watch it tonight?
No.
All right. I'm thinking of watching it Thursday. Thursday's a nice clear night. No Knicks, no Celtics, no Mets, no Yankees. Mm. I think it's going to be Twins night in the Roberts household. Let's go to Alex in New Jersey. What's up, Alex?
What's going on, fellas?
All's good.
Yo.
Yo, I guess, Evan, after my call yesterday, I have to wear the biggest L because everything I complained about, defensive threes, the coaching, and the ISO ball, I think Tom Thibodeau outcoached the Celtics coach in this game.
Joe Mazzulla. Hey, round one to Tom Thibodeau. Here's the question, though, Alex. Can he do it three more times?
I hope so, but in the spirit of being wrong, I hope the Knicks get blown out by 20.
Listen, I get it. I always say.
I don't know if he was out-coached, if Mazzulla was out-coached by Tibbs. Because let's not forget, they were winning by 20 in the fourth.
And then they lost.
I know, but is that coaching, or is that just the circumstances of how the game played out down the stretch?
It's tough because you said this earlier about Tom Thibodeau. So Tom Thibodeau gets a lot of heat for being too stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear that word stubborn, that's a negative word. That's a bad word.
Right.
Last night, you could say Tom Thibodeau was principled. And principled can sometimes mean the exact same thing,
except
a different result.
Yeah, it's not go ahead.
They switched constantly in the first half of this game.
Yeah.
And it got Karl-Anthony Towns into foul trouble. And it was easy to sit back and say, hey, coach, can we switch up the switching that you're doing constantly that just knocked Cat out of the game? And he never did that. He remained principled or stubborn to that. And then what happened in the second half? It worked.
Right.
So when we say he was stubborn, sometimes that means principled when it actually turns late in the game, which it did.
You couldn't have foresaw this or foreseen this, but with Cat and foul trouble, you got a lot more Mitch. And while Mitch was terrible at the free throw line, the off-ball fouling of Mitch while Jalen Brunson or whoever is literally getting ready to make a score bucket was frustrating to me.
Well, it's smart strategy, though.
Of course it's smart strategy. That's Mazzulla out-coaching Tibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.